I will give you a gematria. I'm not too happy with it because it doesn't work out too good the way I wanted it, but it still works out within the reason. We find this Kanoi in this parsha. His name was Pinchas, right? Mekane es Kenosi. He was Mekane for my sake, Kenosi. The other Kanoi we find is in the Avteira, as we said. That Yov says, Kane Kenesi Lashem. And that's why I'm in trouble. She's trying out to kill me and all that, and I'm running away. Okay. According to Midrashim, there are Midrashim that say Pinchas Hueliyo, same person. Got a new alias, started a new life, fell into the same trap. I'm still Pinchas. Don't change it. Didn't help. Shina Hashem didn't help any. I'm still Pinchas. So we said this shows that it was a Shema. That you can imagine. Chazal found two, in Tanakh they found two Kanoim, and they said it can't be, it must be the same. That's how rare a Kanoi is. Not a dime a dozen like today. You know, today you have Kanoi shaft, a dime a dozen, but Chazal couldn't even visualize two Kanoim in history, that they had to merge them together. And that's the way the types of posse, Kane Kanesi Lashem, Kane in Shittim, Kanesi right here in Har HaKarmel, that Eliyahu killed out the Nevi'im. And that's when the Rebbein Shlom said, listen, this is not what I really need. I don't need a guy, Leberash Hashem. I don't need that storm to show the Keach of Hashem. I need to kill Momodako. You give him easy and make him about tshuva. That's what I need. Don't kill him. Make him about tshuva. Yitamu chatoyim v'lei chaitim. The chaitim don't touch. The chatoyim get rid of. That's what the Rebbein Shlom said. How long did he have to wait from the first kanoishav to the second kanoishav? Okay, we're going to use the word kinosi, which comes out to 561. So supposedly you're supposed to wait from first Kanoi shaft to the second Kanoi shaft, 561. Trouble is, it didn't go that far. You know, it's hard to the years of Malachim is hard because half years become whole years and so on, but if you went whole years, if you went whole years, you'll only make it on 561 till the death of Achav. Not, and this happened at least 3 years before Achav was killed. Because it says after that they waited, there were 3 years in peace. So this happened when he killed out the Nevi HaBaal was three. So we'd be off by about 3 years. Okay, I said, not bad. What's the difference? 3 years. Around numbers. No, but don't forget, the same Eliyahu still was a Navi until he was Memane Elisha. And Elisha was Memane, you could say a good 2 years after the death of Achav. So now we go the other way around. We're too short. No, but we're still in the Kanoia, the Kephrase, whatever. So that's why I say it's a pretty good. You're getting in the same era where he prophet his Kanoisha. He prophet his Kanoisha, but not really the one that we're focusing about, which was the Har HaKarmel. It's just that the same Eliyahu kept on in a lower point. Achav killed the novice. He came and gave him Musa and he threw the book at him. Okay, Avad, it's Nevuya, whatever it is. But again, sharp. This, until he was removed from his power by, replaced by Elisha, that he was the same Eliyahu HaNavi, the same Kanoi that you had. So he says they got a pretty good From here until Elisha replaced me is about 561 years, and that's it. So I was Kanoisha for those years. Have a good Shabbos.